In May of 1973, President Nixon invited all the returning POWs to a star-studded White House celebration. Iowan John Wayne was there to welcome them.
You men, I want to say thanks for showing the whole world the kind of men a free country can put up when the going gets rough. You're the best we have, and I'll ride off into the sunset with you anytime.
One of those men was Navy Commander Larry Spencer. Tomorrow marks the 40th anniversary of Spencer's release from North Vietnam.
You can get beat up with black and blue spots and scrapes from being drug across the floor and everything, and in a couple of weeks, you're as good as new.
Spencer is one of about a dozen men with Iowa connections who lived the POW nightmare.
It's not like Hogan's Heroes on TV, trust me.
Spencer was a radar intercept officer. He was only 25 years old when his Phantom jet was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. For the next 7 years, he was subjected to brutal conditions in North Vietnamese prisons, including the Hanoi Hilton.
The Vietnamese were small of stature, but large numbers of people can force you to do anything. It's an illusion if anyone thinks that they cannot be forced to do something they don't want to do.
Interrogators and guards used harsh methods to enforce behavior, extract confessions, and make the POWs go beyond name, rank, and serial number. The prisoners were beaten and put in solitary confinement. They were tied up and left dangling from the ceiling, or medical treatment was withheld. Like other prisoners, Spencer still suffers the consequences of this abuse even today.
The nerves in our hands and feet have been damaged because of malnutrition.
The POWs are also prone to arthritis at an earlier age. For Spencer, balance is a chronic issue.
Good morning, everyone. Let's take a big deep breath.
He says going to this local fitness class at the Waukee YMCA helps.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, he's always in the front row ready to go.
Becky Holmes leads the fitness class.
He hides it very well. He's adapted very, very well.
Spencer was one of many returning POWs who had to adapt. 591 of them flew from Hanoi to Clark Air Base in the Philippines over a period of 2 months. Iowa reporter Harry Reisner was one of the national broadcasters who covered Operation Homecoming.
The first group of American prisoners released under the Vietnam Peace Agreement have now had a day to enjoy the emotions of freedom.
The returning POWs included Senator John McCain, former vice presidential candidate James Stockdale, and Pete Peterson. Peterson grew up in Iowa and would become America's first post-war ambassador to Vietnam. Senator Jeremiah Denton Jr. was also one of the returning prisoners. Denton is remembered as the POW who blinked his eyes in Morse code to spell out the word torture during an interview for a propaganda film produced by his Vietnamese captors. Ottumwa native Harold Johnson remembers those propaganda movies well. He was in them as a baritone in one of the POW choirs. Johnson says these films, recorded in a prison that used to be a French movie studio, were then distributed by the news media.
And they'd set it up and we performed Christmas carols and they'd bring in a few prisoners and watch us very carefully so we didn't get any communications. And that's where I was when my wife happened to see me on TV release some of those films that they'd taken.
Johnson is a highly decorated Air Force officer who was captured after his F-105 was shot down. He spent 2,135 days as a POW and was at the Hanoi Hilton when the peace agreement was announced.
Oh God, to thee we raise the prayer and sing.
Soon after, Johnson sang in the prison chorus again, but this time it was at the White House party celebrating the POW's return. At the event, President Nixon talked about the controversial choice he made to launch a punishing bombing campaign over North Vietnam.
I think that all of us would like to join in a round of applause for the brave men that took those B-52s in and did the job.
The job was designed to coax Hanoi back to the peace talks. Within a month, the communists returned to the bargaining table and a peace settlement was signed. But the bombing campaign was costly. More than 24 aircraft were shot down, including 15 B-52s. In this cockpit recording from the actual mission, the air crew watches as a surface-to-air missile takes out another B-52.
Got the other airplane, Bob.
I got it. 2 visual sam, 6 o'clock. I got that airplane. Holy Christ, visual sam!
During the 12-day campaign, close to 100 airmen were taken prisoner or killed, including an Iowan. Spencer and Johnson are both in their 70s now. Johnson winters in Florida. Spencer lives in West Des Moines and gives motivational speeches on how to cope with hardship.
We had 2 meals a day, and it was soup and bread or soup and rice.
He tries to use his experience to inform others.
The lessons you learn are about dealing with adversity, what works to help you get through that. You tend to think mostly about the positive things that came out of it rather than the negative. Sometimes you have to look pretty hard to find something to be positive about.
Ann Spencer accompanies her husband on his appearances and joins the fitness classes.
He gets up in the morning and I think he thinks back, not consciously, but subconsciously somewhere. He says, you know, I can get up and do what I want today. And he's always saying options. If you have options, you have everything.
About 530 Vietnam POWs are still alive. This coming May, many of them, including Larry Spencer and Harry Johnson, will gather at the Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in California for the 40th anniversary commemoration of the biggest event ever held at the White House. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.